Hey, everybody, and welcome to the call. How is everybody doing tonight?
Good, and you?
Good.
Great.
Hello, hello, hello. Who all we got on the line?
Hi, Aisha and Brian.
Paula Brock.
Guys.
Doreen Welch.
Suzanne Bird.
Hickory.
Tim McLaughlin.
Awesome. Anybody else want to jump in? I know we got a lot of people on the line.
Yeah, John, Catherine, and Mike.
Great.
Diane and Michael Curran from Ohio.
Great. Good to see you the other day.
Good to see you. Hello?
All righty then. All right, well, if you're just now joining us for the first time, if you're a new Inner Circle member, congratulations and welcome aboard. This is bi-weekly Q&A calls. 1 week it's me, the next week it's Turk for the Advanced Success Accountability Program to keep you in line. So what we do is we get on the phone, we have some Q&A, I answer the phone, I answer your questions, as many questions as you have until we're done. And we'll stay on as long as you guys need. So, who has a deal you're working on or something you need help with that you have a question with, just go ahead and jump in, but be respectful of others and try to ask only one or two questions at a time and give other people a shot, then we can come back around to you. So, who would like to go first?
Nobody.
Anybody have a question?
Larry, this is Doreen Welch in Denver.
Hey.
I noticed you had quite a few webinars this week on filthy riches.
Uh-huh.
Are you picking up on the filthy riches again?
I'm doing them in my retirement accounts. Right now, I am wholesaling everything outside of retirement accounts, and I am doing filthy riches type deals inside my retirement accounts and my HSA and ESA, but right now, I'm primarily wholesaling. I'm going to be moving back toward doing more seller finance deals before long, though, but right now, I am wholesaling primarily just about everything. Looking for the market to slow down a little bit more so I have a little bit better buying power, but I am still doing stuff in ESAs and HSAs.
Okay.
Good.
But,
I hope that
helps. The filthy riches is still alive and well.
Oh, hey, it's a model. It's not going away. It's been around for years.
Okay.
Been around through ups and downs. It's just right now, while the market's hot, I am wholesaling a lot of properties and building a war chest. And when the market turns, you'll have better buying power for the ones you want to keep long term, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Cool. Anybody else have a question?
Hey, Larry, it's Suzanne. Can you hear me?
Barely. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm getting ready to put out some more bandit signs, and I was talking to Nathan on our call, and he was speaking to how you kind of need to make friends with the other We Buy Houses people and, you know, not see them as your competition, to kind of see how you can work together. So what would you add to that conversation?
I don't see any problem with that at all. In fact, you know, you might be able to buy houses from them. They can buy houses from you. They can help you market your houses. That you could co-wholesale deals with them. They could sell yours. You could sell theirs. You know, it's win-win all the way around.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we might be looking for two different categories of houses, so I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Nathan's really sharp.
Yeah, he sure is.
He really is. He's very good. No question about that. How's Mama doing?
Mama Hickory's doing really well. Mama
you tell
Hickory
her, says
hi.
You tell her Larry says hey.
Larry says hey. All right. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Anytime. Anybody else have a question?
Hi, Larry. This is Kaisha. How are you?
What's up, girl? How you been?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Good. I have a quick question in reference to working with a realtor. So I'm working with one here in around Apex, Cary area, and she wants me to sign up for an agreement, like to work with her for 6 months. But I know if I do that, I won't be able to work with any other realtors, correct?
Well, it depends on what the agreement says. I normally don't like to sign any kind of an agreement that is an exclusive buyer's agency agreement.
Right.
If an agent ever presents one to me and wants me to sign it before they want to make an offer, it usually will say something like properties in the, like, whatever the county is there. What is the
right
county there?
Wake County.
Wake County. I just scratch that out. I put one line through it, and I write 125 Oak Street only. You know, whatever the address
okay.
is on the property.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's what I used to do.
Yeah, because I thought it would restrict me from, you know, like you said, other properties or working with other realtors.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to do that because then, you know, if you find a property on your own, and you go put an offer in on your own, and they had nothing to do with it, they still have a right to get paid.
Gotcha. Okay. Understandable. Okay, great.
But if
thanks
they give
so
you a hard time about it, if they give you a hard time about it, you can say, okay, I'll sign it, but I expect you to submit 20 offers a day for me. Plus, I want you to bid on every HUD house in Wake County every day.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay, awesome.
And then see what they say.
Right.
Right?
That tone may change. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Larry.
You're very welcome. Anybody else got a question?
Hey, Larry. Suzanne again. I'll jump in. That
sure.
made me think of another question. So whenever you see a listing that is listed by Team Smith, how do you actually find out which realtor in that team is the listing agent? Do you have any tricks for doing that? Because I ran into that same situation where I called the team about a listing and then another agent asked me to sign that property-specific buyer's agreement.
Usually if it's a team, there's like two or three or five or whatever working together.
Yeah.
And they work as a team, so, you know, they might all of them go out there to list it, you know, individually. Like, each person might have 3 or 5 or 10 listings, but they work it as a team, so it wouldn't really matter.
Well, in this case, he actually asked me to sign a buyer's agreement because he wasn't a listing member of the team, I guess, so I just didn't know if you had any special tricks for dealing with teams.
Not necessarily with teams. No, if he wasn't, if this was a guy that wanted you to sign a buyer's agency agreement, just tell him the same thing I just told Kaisha a minute ago that, you know, hey, listen, I'll sign this for you, but I expect you to put in 20 written offers for me a day and bid on every HUD house in Burke County, Cabrillo County.
Right. Okay.
Right. Good. Awesome. All right. Who's next? Who else has a question? But nobody else. Come on. I know you got questions. Anybody else have a question about anything you're working on? Anything you need help with? A deal you have? Any questions about what I'm working on?
Yeah, I had a question about working with your business lines of credit. And what I've come up with was Filthy Riches deals, rehabs, and down payment money. Is there any other ways? You know, you got software and marketing. I was looking for some other ways to use a business line of credit.
You mean some things to spend the money on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, buy houses, use it for working capital. Like if you have to, let's say you're wholesaling houses and you get a house under contract for 30, but you're wholesaling it for 40, you could, you know, use it to pay for the 30 to be able to collect the 40. So,
okay.
Line of credit. For that, there's working capital. You could use it for down payments on seller finance properties. You could use it for hard money lending and partnering on deals. You could partner with your retirement account if you want to. Let's say your retirement account doesn't have quite enough money to do a deal. You could partner with it. Just be careful doing that because the percentages have to remain the same throughout the life of that investment. So if it's 50-50 and a utility bill comes in for, you know, $150, then your IRA has to put in $75 and then your individual LLC or whatever has to put in the other $75. So just make sure you keep the percentages safe. But there's a lot of different ways to use it.
Okay, I was just looking for some different ways, and you gave me some other different ways of how to use it.
Good.
I think that was it.
Good. I hope that helped.
Okay, yeah, it did.
Awesome. Anybody else?
If you were going to do the – I'm sorry. You can go ahead. I'll wait.
Bill, go ahead. Parker. This is my second question. Hey, Larry, I had another question.
Sure.
It's Taisha. I'm looking at a couple properties that I'm looking to put offers in, and just a little confused. The asking price is $85. For it, and some of the comps that I've gotten, the sold comps that I've gotten back is like $14,000, $18,000 to $85,000, and then the largest is $256,000. So when I do my ARV, how am I working with that large spread, or does it even matter?
Well, to me, comps in between $14,000 and $200,000 that's some of them you should be able to rule out as comps. So look at the pictures, look at the square footage, look at the number of bedrooms, look at the bath, look at the type of construction. You know, like you're not going to compare a double wide to a brick house. You're not going to compare a two-bedroom to a four-bedroom, a 1930s
right.
house to a 2005 house, a 25-acre lot to a quarter-acre lot. So just make sure you're comparing apples to apples, and then narrow it down. And worst-case scenario, call an agent. Call the listing agent. Ask them, you know, why is this house listed for $85,000? You know, what's it going to be worth once I fix it up? How much work does it need? And then you'll know how much to offer on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks again.
Yeah, you could even do that before you even pull the comps. You know, just call up the agent and say,
well,
hey.
I actually got the comps from the agent, from the realtor I'm working with, so she sent them all to me, but I just got them, and I was looking over them today, and I'm just like, it's so such of a big, you know, spread.
Right. Well, you might have got the comps from the agent, but the agent right. didn't tell you what you could sell it for, right?
Gotcha. Yep, yep. Okay.
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Who else has a question?
Larry, this is John Knight.
Hey.
And we just signed up in your Inner Circle program, and shortly thereafter we got a call from Prime Corporate.
Right.
Can you tell me anything about this Paydex program and what it does?
You're cutting out a little bit. You said, could I tell you about what kind of program?
The corporate financial program.
Oh, okay, okay. Prime is an organization that I've been working with for a long while now, and I have them reach out to just our Inner Circle students, that because Inner Circle students are ones that are going to take action and need entity structuring. They need asset protection. They need tax planning, and maybe even somebody to do their tax returns, and a lot of them need corporate credit. So what I have done is I started working with Prime, and they know real estate, and they know asset protection and entity structure and tax planning and also estate planning. So I just have them call the students, tell them what they do, how they do it, and if it's something you think you have a need for, you can sign up with them. It's not free. I mean, they're going to charge you because, you know, they do have, you know, attorneys and CPAs and corporate credit, you know, people that help you get all that set up and established. But it's a good service, and we got a lot of students that already work with them. But ultimately, it'll be your decision as to whether or not you feel like it's right for you.
Okay, good.
Awesome. Anybody else have a question?
What's the name of that organization? This is Tim McLaughlin. What's the name of that organization?
It's called Prime. You want me to have them call you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you'll call the office, or actually just shoot me an email. Email. That's the best way to do it, guys. Larry@LarryGoins.com, and put Inner Circle in the subject line, and just say, have Prime call me, and I'll reply and copy them.
All right, roger that.
Awesome. So who else has a question?
I had another question regarding lines of credit.
Sure.
Now, you know how you say your filthy riches would be, you know, like a deal that you get, just say like, you know, average, 10, 12 grand, and we're not going to rehab it, right, because we're going to lease option it out or land contract it out.
Right.
Now, what if you wanted to actually rehab and keep that property in your own portfolio? Would you just use a line of credit to buy it and rehab it?
Well, you could do that, but how are you going to finance it long term once you do get it rehabbed and a tenant put in it?
Oh, that would be, you know, you could either, cash out on it through an appraisal. You know, that would be after it would be, you do the rehab, or you could go ahead and probably get, you know, more money out of it if you were to rehab it. Not obviously as much as you could if you were to, if it was in pretty decent shape and you got it cheap and you were able to, land contract with it, you know, say like if you got it for 12, it could sell for 40 or 50, but you could get a little bit more out of it.
If you're planning on cashing out by doing a cash out refi with a lender, most lenders on investment properties, their minimum loan amount is $75,000. So it's got to be at least a $100,000 house for a 75% LTV, right? Now, some lenders will do $50,000, and some will do blanket mortgages. So if you have,
uh-huh.
if it was a $25,000 house, $25,000 house, if you had four of them, then you could go borrow $75,000 on a blanket loan. But, you'd have to be able to fund four of them to get to that point, and you'd want to make sure that you were approved. Does that make sense?
Definitely. Okay, what do you mean by, like, four of them? I'd have to have four up under my belt that was done?
Say that again?
I'd have to have four I'd have to have like four properties that I've done, had the experience with it.
No. Are you familiar with the term blanket mortgage?
No.
Okay. What that means is, like, say a lender has a minimum loan amount of $75,000, but if you're buying $25,000 houses, then you can't go get a loan because their minimum loan is $75,000. But some lenders will do what's called a blanket loan. Just think of it as a blanket spread over four houses to reach the value of $100,000. So they'll make you a $75,000 loan, but it's actually a mortgage on all four houses.
Okay, I see.
So that's what the term blanket mortgage means.
That would sound pretty good, because you still would have the cash out.
But like I said, just make sure that you know you could qualify and cash out before you go, putting all the money into four properties and then trying to get it out. Make sure you can get pre-approved.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. Now, just making a comment on what you're saying about, like, a lot of them want 75, say, for one, it's got to be that potential or, that kind of ARV for you to, put that kind of rehab money to get it to that point. Because, like, you've got, like, some houses that they were selling for maybe $100,000, and then in 08, it was slashed down. They lost all that value. They'd be like $20,000-$25,000, and because they had lost all that value. But if you could get a good ARV out of it, then say, like, for example, if you get one for 30, and it had potential of 70. Then you'd have to really study the numbers on that.
That's
because
true.
You could put maybe 20 in it and maybe get it back to 70.
That's
that
why you
want to
make
sense?
Sure you know what the ARV is before you ever pull the trigger.
Okay.
Especially if you're going to refinance and pull your money back out, make sure you know what the ARV is.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, definitely.
Good. Awesome. I hope that helped.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else?
Okay, Larry, this is about filthy riches. Now, when you're buying a filthy riches deal and you're about to look at, about to pull the trigger, you look at what the ARV would be, because then you would know, like, on the top end what you could sell it for?
That is absolutely true, but you also, based on what you were telling me, if you're wanting to refinance and get your money back out, you need to know what the ARV is so you know what you can borrow on it also. But,
okay.
To sell it, You want to know what your ARV is, plus you want to know what the rent comps are so you can keep a payment comparable to the rent comps.
Okay. Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, yeah, because you'd be looking at that in order to decide if you wanted it, right? You know, like even the filthy richest, something like something that would be, you know, lower end. Those things would still come into play as far as your decision to want to buy it.
That's
you,
right.
You personally, right? Okay, okay.
Make sure that you can owner finance it and make a profit selling the note at a payment close to rent.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yes, yes.
Good, good, good. That's great.
Well, you know, let me use that for what you were just saying. Okay, you know, if you were to, here's an example of that. Like if you had like 550 to maybe 750 on a 20-year note, that it would be a house that you could where you could rent or sell it for that.
Right.
Because that's a more reasonable rent. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that and those numbers are definitely right in the ballpark. You get that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good, good, good. Yeah, those numbers are right in the ballpark. Cool. Anybody else have a question?
Are you seeing a rise in the rents, or are you seeing like a tapering off where you are in the Carolinas?
You know, I don't even pay much attention to that. I try to get as much as I can. Actually, you've got to look at it, but I also try to get as much as I can.
I see.
Per month.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of thought that they were, you know, that they had, you know, the rents have been escalating, you know, say over the last 10 years, but I thought they were kind of tapering off. I didn't really know about those numbers, but that's just what I heard.
You know what? I don't really pay that much attention to them.
Okay.
Here's the way I look at all houses and all buyers. I only need one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Need one buyer. So even if the market is $500 to $700 a month rent, if I can find one person that can pay $800, I'm way ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Because in the average, you know, that's just all of them put together, you know, divided by the number of them. And you only need one, you know, to qualify or whatever. So.
That's true. That's very true. Exactly.
So then that doesn't even matter then the average rents and all that.
Well, you got to have a baseline somewhere. You need some kind of a baseline to look at.
Yeah.
But when people call, I'm going to find out how much they can handle per month. I mean, I might know that I can sell a house for $69,900 with five down. Finance $64,900 for 20 years, and that's going to be a payment just under $600 a month. And with taxes and insurance, it's going to be around $750. But if I get somebody on the phone and I'm asking them, how much do you have to put down? How much can you handle a month? They might be able to handle $900 a month. So I'm going to shorten up that term. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd rather have the $900 per month than the smaller amount, even though it's longer. And I think you mentioned that too at your seller financing. I want that larger amount of money for shorter terms. Didn't you say something like that, as opposed to the smaller amount for longer term? I think you did.
But you're absolutely right, because the way it works is the quicker you get your money back in payments, the less of a discount
mm-hmm.
you take. The less of a discount you have to take when you sell the note, but also the higher your yield is going to be if you're keeping the note.
You would want to keep a note where you're getting more money, right? I mean, it would be more valuable because the yield would be higher.
Correct.
Okay.
But even if you didn't keep the note, when you did sell it, if it's a higher payment, you're not going to have to take as much of a discount to sell it either, which means you're going to make more cash up front.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty good. But I think I would rather have the, I guess it just depends on the situation, because you that note's more valuable, but I still would rather have the income every month, you know, that the higher note would bring.
Well, it depends on every person's individual situation. Some people just getting started need cash now, so they have to sell the note.
Okay, yeah. It adds more capital. It would add more capital.
Right. Good. Does that help?
Yeah, it helps a lot. Thanks. Thanks again.
No problem at all. Anytime. Anybody else have a question?
I was able to get all my questions answered tonight, so that's good.
Awesome. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else?
I had a quick question, if no one else had one.
Sure.
Do you find any kind of preferences as far as, like, you know, it tends to be more like a seller's market or more busy in the summer or spring, or do you find that there's more deals, you know, like during a slow period like the winter, or it just doesn't matter?
Well, the spring is definitely the buying season, okay? So there's more activity out in the spring. But depending on what you're doing, I mean, I think it was last year, maybe year before last, I got 23 HUD deals in December. HUD likes to unload a lot of properties in December, okay? So it really depends. I wouldn't say it's a buyer's or a seller market different time of the year. Things do slow down, but in December, it's a great time to buy properties, especially if you're buying from banks, because they want to unload them and get them off the books.
Well, I did forget to mention, that's what I was referring to, was buying. You know, buying in the winter, and that's what I like. You know, was the things that you just mentioned, and also August I like. You know, because kids are going back to school, and a lot of the monies and stuff like that have to go for like education, tuition, clothing, school supplies. So it's not that summer demand kind of stops. You know, like in July, I've noticed.
Yep. That's true. A lot of people going on vacation during the summer.
Yeah, that's what I was interested in. In fact, I think that's when I'm going to come down and join you. It's going to be that last. I talked to Dean about it. I was interested in that last. You had the one in December, the OJT.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that one.
Good. That'd be great. We'll plan on seeing you then.
Yeah, definitely. Well, because I hadn't, you know, when I saw you at Cleveland and I also talked with Dean, I hadn't decided on which one I wanted to go to.
Right.
And then finally I said, no, it's going to be that one.
Good.
Because, you know, you have a bigger pick of the litter. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I was impressed with your investors rehab. That looked pretty good. You know, the different selection you had on there opposed to before, you know.
Yeah, not all of them get put on there. Some of them sell pretty quick, but, you know, we got a few on there right now. I think 10 or 12 or 14 or something right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the Neighborhood Housing Group, I haven't been on that website a lot. How are your inventory going on there? Selling pretty quickly, I bet.
Well, that's just the website we use to sell owner financing properties or lease option properties, and we don't have much on there right now.
Okay.
Yeah, most everything is going to be on investorsrehab.com because that's the wholesale.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Larry?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
This is Bill and Shirley Parker. We, up here in Asheville, North Carolina, we just signed up. We're brand new to your inner circle.
What's happening? How you doing?
Good. We just left a RIA meeting and got online here. Got on the phone call. So we'd
good.
Say, hey.
Yeah, I just spoke to Michael Moran today.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's heading up to Indiana to do some business, I think, with some homes.
He is. He's actually buying a note from us as well.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, he called me today and said, hey, I want that note.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he seems, I was just going to thank you for that class. And, you know, it gave us an opportunity to meet up with him. And it's kind of turned out, looks like it's going to turn out pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good connection for you, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We've been praying for one for a long time, and that come right along at the right time.
That's good. I'm really glad it worked out for you.
Yeah, but you know we're wanting to get into this thing pretty quick and get started. I just wonder, you know, kind of what we should do next, or what would you suggest we do first to get started just right away? You know,
what are you wanting to do? Are you wanting to wholesale, or are you wanting to sell or finance?
Well, right now we're going to have to do some. We just don't have much money at all, and we need to build up a little nest egg, I guess. So probably maybe wholesale or just, I don't know, I'm just waiting for your suggestion on that probably. So.
Well, based on what we talked about, I believe you probably need to start with wholesaling.
Okay.
So that's what I would say. Yeah.
Okay. What could you do to help me with that, or is there where should I go to?
Well,
guide me in the right direction, Larry.
That's okay. So you know how to analyze a property at this point, right? I mean, I know.
Yes, sir.
Into my office, but you know how to analyze a property.
Yes, sir.
Good. So. Well, all you really need to do is start making some offers, right? So,
yes, sir.
You need to, you know how to analyze. So set yourself a goal of how many offers you want to make a day. How many hours can you put into this business a week?
Well, right now I'm running two restaurants, but I could find 5 or 10 hours maybe.
Yeah, and you guys are going to do this together, right?
Yes, sir. And my wife is, she's got a real estate license, I guess, but they're
right.
Just not active.
But,
oh, I'm sorry, they are active. She told me, but
yeah, sure.
But she's going to sign up for the MLS. She's not on that part of it, so maybe we could find some deals in there. And I've already talked to a real estate agent here in Asheville, Rowena Patton. I don't know if you've heard of her or not, but she does a lot of. She's pretty high powered real estate lady. So
heard the name.
Then said she's going to try to help me out find some good under the. Good value deals, to make offers on. So
I want you to start to learn to go out and pick out the deals yourself. Don't wait on to tell you which ones, because you're going to wholesale, so you want to be making offers on properties that are listed, probably $100,000 or less. Listed $100,000 or less. What we have found, it's a lot easier to wholesale a house if you could wholesale it for less than $50,000.
Okay. So we need to have a good bit less than 50 in it. We on a $100,000 house, we'd have to make them a what? $30,000 offer, maybe $35,000.
All you really need to know to make that offer is what is the ARV and what's the amount of repairs.
Okay.
So. Let's say it was listed for 70, but the ARV is 100, okay? And let's say it needs 20 in repairs. Well, if the ARV, you take 100 times 7, that's 70,000, minus 20 in repairs is 50, minus what you want to make, if that's 10, 40 is the most you can pay for that house.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Right.
There you go. So you need to identify, set up some saved searches, right? And identify and start making some offers.
Okay. Now, let's say I make some offers and, okay, I get lucky and somebody says okay. Now, immediately I need to have a deposit, right?
Yep. You're probably going to put up a $500 deposit.
Uh-huh.
30-day close and a 15-day due diligence period.
15-day, okay.
Right.
All right. And now, as far as the paperwork for all this, is there anything that I could get from you, or do I need to find that somewhere else? As far as to to make the offers and to send them something. You know what I'm saying?
You mean like a proof of funds?
Proof of funds, or just the offer to purchase itself.
Oh, well, if you're making it through an agent, they're going to send it to you. You use their paperwork, like we talked about in the 3-day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But if I'm not using an agent, I would need to have something also, right? I could probably get that most anywhere.
There'll be a contract on your flash drive when you come to my office, but there's also, which one of my courses do you have?
I think it's Filthy Rich is what we got.
Yeah, okay.
There was a class in December and a class in January, I think, on the job training deal. So,
right. Which one are you coming to?
We're scheduled for January. But Dean sent us something, said we'll see you in December. But I don't know if I'll be able to make the December one. We got a lot going on in our family, so.
Well, it would be good if you could.
Okay.
You didn't have to wait.
Yeah. that's my thing. I'm just so excited and revved up about it. I don't want to have to wait. And but the December dates are what, 11th through 13th, something like that.
I'm not sure.
Okay, I think that's right, Larry.
Okay.
But we may go ahead and try to sign up for that if it works out, because you know we might be able to make some good offers. Maybe you could coach us through getting, you know, once I get that first one or two done, I think I'll be okay. It's just actually doing it, you know, it scares me to death. So.
All right, listen, I'm going to be right there with you every step of the way.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks again. I mean, thanks. I appreciate everything you guys have shown us and teaching us. It's just really, it sounds so simple, but when you start to get ready to do something, it's kind of scary, you know? But,
oh, absolutely. And I know, listen, you would already be a lot further along and ahead of the game and not feel like you needed to ask these kind of questions, but I know you literally just now signed up, and this is your first call.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir, that's true.
That is true.
Yeah. So, you know, I may ask some stupid questions, but as long as I can get some answers, I'll be okay.
All good. It's all good.
Okay.
Not a problem at all. Anytime. That's why I'm here. Yeah. Good. So I hope that helped.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Anybody else have a question?
Hey, Larry. This is Derek again.
What's up,
buddy? I had a question about... okay, now, you know, when you go for the OJT, and do you have, like, students that bid on the HUD houses right along with you, or do they just make offers on the houses you've already bought, already acquired?
Oh, no. Neither one. So
I see.
When you're at my office, there's no reason for you to put in bids on HUD houses because that's just clerical task. When you're at my office, one of the things that you're going to do while you're at my office is you're going to be getting on the phone and making offers through realtors and through for sale by owners while you're at my office.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
And so what if you wanted to learn about that particular niche, you know, about the bidding on HUD homes? Because you say you bid on, what, like 100 a day or something like that?
Yeah. Have you read my HUD book?
Yes. I've read the HUD book.
Good. So well, in that book, it tells you step by step what to do and how to do it.
Okay, so that wouldn't be...
I want to go back and review that book.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll help you because it tells you step by step what to do and how to do it. So does that help?
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
Well, the it talks about the, you know, use of virtual assistants in it too, right? I thought I read the whole book.
Sure,
I've got the PDF form.
Right. Yeah. Plus, it gives you access to the spreadsheet.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Yeah, I said it gives you access to the spreadsheet as well.
Okay.
I'm going to get the new spreadsheet. I just paid a guy $4,000 to update my HUD spreadsheet.
Okay.
So it's the Bob. And he made videos for me as well.
Okay, I'm going to pull that back up. I've got that on my phone. I'm going to take a look at that again.
Good.
And so now the other thing that we'd be doing is you would be walking us through the motivated sellers, right? different motivated sellers
and
what to say. Oh, okay, that's what I figured.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all the different ways to market and find deals.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
We're going to be talking about all the different ways to market and find deals.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I needed to get some deals down there, you know.
Sure. We're going to help you. When are you coming?
Well, it's not going to be this December, so probably it's going to be next December. I wanted to come this December, but I've got too much going on.
It's going to be a year.
I'm sorry?
It's going to be a year from now?
Yeah, because I want to go in the winter, and I'm not done paying for it yet. And the rest of it is going to pay on this business line of credit, you know, probably. So.
Right, okay.
I paid half of it already, and the other half I was just going to use that business line. Then when I pay that off, I could use a line again and wouldn't have to come up with my own, you know, a lot of my own money. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, what was your name again?
What I do? Derek.
Derek.
Yeah. I talked with you at Cleveland, and then I also came down there to the seller financing a couple years ago.
That's right.
The seller.
That's right. I knew I recognized
it. Yeah. Well, the line of credit is good, you know, the one I was able to obtain, because it's only like 6 months, you know, so it's a little bit higher terms, but you pay it off. It's like a quick revolving line, you know, so some of these longer terms, and they get you with more interest, you know, like, say, credit unions or banks. This one has a lower interest rate, but it's faster terms. You know, it's like a 6 month term or 10 month term,
right.
Whereas other places a longer term with a higher interest rate.
What are you looking to do?
I wanted to get a house I was going to live in, and then I wanted to get a house like. Using my IRA, so one for business and one for to live in.
Okay, just don't live in the one that you buy with your IRA. You can't do
that. Right.
Can't do that. That's a prohibited transaction.
Right. I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you had told me about that before when I first signed up. Inner circle.
Good. Well, I hope that helped.
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
I appreciate talking with you because, you know, when I get closer to actually getting there, you know, then you'll be able to help me with what I'm looking for, you know, and then I would be have some decent capital, you know, instead of not having anything.
Right. That's good.
Because if you don't have anything, you know, it's hard to make an investment on nothing. You know what I mean?
I do.
Unless you're wholesaling.
Uh-huh. I do. Cool. All right, let me see if anybody else has a question. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else?
Yeah. Hey, Larry, this is Michael Cunningham. I don't have a question, but I just want to make a comment. Just thank you for all your support and helping walk me through some of these HUD deals got going on in Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Did you need it now, or did you have a deal now?
No, I'm saying you have been helping me already through the email, the coaching.
Good.
Yeah, we just closed on one last week, and I got another two more that we're positioned to close on in about 3 weeks. I won the bids on it, so we're just trying to market them and get them
hired. I love it. I love it. Go get them.
Sir.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What we'd like to hear. Oh, anybody else have a question?
I just had a question about, like when you use your IRA for a non-recourse loan. Okay, is there anything that they're going to ask you other than like for down payment? Are they going to ask you for anything like as far as like credit with that, even though it is non-recourse? You know, the person that has the IRA.
It really
or does just
depends.
Go strictly on that.
It depends on who the lender is.
Okay.
Yeah, it just really depends on it. There's private lenders. There's commercial lenders. You know, there's just a lot of different ones.
Okay. Now, had you heard of that private lender? It's a private lender website called Private Money Gold Mine. It's called
yes.
Private Money Gold. Okay. Okay. I wasn't sure if you had any dealings with them or not.
Yeah. I'm familiar with them. They
okay.
They just charge a subscription to get you access to private lenders. That's what they
okay.
do. That's what they do.
It sounds like I'd have to shop around, shop the market and determine, would I want to go with the financing from the bank or would I want to go, talk to a private money lender, see what their rates are and stuff.
Yeah, I would. I would definitely shop around.
Okay, okay. I went to this one place that they specialize in it, loaning to IRAs, but they wanted a lot of money down. He wanted like 30 or 40%, and I'm 30 or 40% down, and I'm thinking I could probably beat that by going to a private money lender. So I thought that was a lot down,
How much down?
They wanted like 30, 40%.
Well, for a non-recourse loan, that's pretty standard.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you can't really get around that then?
For a non-recourse loan, you're probably going to have to put at least 30. Most of them are going to want 40% down.
Okay. Well, the good news is, they can't come after you. That's the good news. But can you beat that with
You primarily use those whenever you are using a retirement account.
I see. But the private money, you can do that too, right? And you just wouldn't, you may not have, depending on who it is, you might not have that much money down or.
That's true, as long as it's a non-recourse loan, though, if you're doing it in a retirement account.
Okay.
Gotta be a non-recourse loan if you're doing it in a retirement account.
Okay, so if it's non-recourse in a retirement account, that's a rule or that's only with like banks and stuff?
The rule is you can leverage an investment in an IRA as long as it is a non-recourse loan.
I see.
You can borrow money as long as it's a non-recourse loan.
Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yes. So it would be better to do the private money probably because they wouldn't want as much down. That's my question. Okay, yeah. That's what I figured.
Most institutions are going to want 30 to 40% down.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, good. Does that help?
Yes, sir.
Good. Cool. Who else has a question? Anybody have a question? You guys have had some good questions tonight. Anybody else?
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Larry, this is Bill Park. This is Bill Parker again. I was just wondering how you're feeling. You, when we were in the class, you were under the weather a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just about over it. Not all the way, but I'm just about over it. I appreciate you asking.
Yeah, we a couple of weeks before we came down, I had a bout with something similar to that, and I didn't think it was ever going to go away. But
I hear you. It takes a while, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
It really does. Hey, thanks for asking.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you're better.
Yeah, I'm not 100% yet, but I'm getting there. Yeah, I appreciate it. Cool. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else? Looks like it's getting quiet. Anybody else have a question? Going once, going twice, all right, guys. Hey, thanks for being on. Always know that you can email me in these calls anytime you need help. Larry@LarryGoins.com. Make sure you put inner circle in the subject line. Very, very important. Circle in the subject line. And if I can help you guys with anything, I'm always here for you to keep those success stories coming. I've been getting emails about every other day from people telling me about deals, so keep those success stories coming. So with that, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. I hope everybody has a good night.
Okay, take care. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.